song. I don't really do the theme song thing. It's your girl Reese, back at it with the Highly Influenced Podcast. We got Annika Corinne in the building from the OC Network.
I'm here.
You already know what's going on.
Yes.
In here quarantining it.
You really good at intros.
With my bitch Quarantina. Got my bitch Annika Quarantina. Yes. Lopez.
Aquadia Quarantina.
Aquadia Quarantina. No, we're definitely in here with the wine and the herb. Shout out to the herb. Shout out to all my herbalists all over the world. Rest in peace, Dr. Sebi. You feel me? We're
when
here.
When did he die?
I'm not even going to disrespect him by putting out a date. Okay. So like,
because no one ever truly.
Let me get back at you with that one.
Okay.
No one ever truly.
No one ever truly dies.
Nobody ever truly dies. We just
legacy
get fucked up,
or you get a mural
and move to Cuba like Tupac. But we here, y'all.
I'm trying to say
during this whole corona, we got a bitch bad Roni in the building. We also here with Roni. I'm just playing. We're not here with Roni. Thank God. Roni is not in the building today.
Or is she?
Roni is everywhere.
They say it is.
Roni is a bad bitch.
That's
Roni
what I'm
is
like,
a bad
we all
bitch.
Have it. It's a matter of, you know.
I think it's in us all. I think it's just in us. And like, you're either going to be immune to it or you're not.
It's some Left 4 Dead shit.
Yeah. It's definitely Walker Dead. We got some walkers out there.
Yeah, we literally have some walkers out there who are trying to
come
house.
On there. We got some walkers in the building.
That's what I'm saying. He said y'all are infected.
We got some walkers in the building. Who else woke up today and was looking at their bank account like, where is my stimmy? Like, where is my stimmy?
I specifically set up notifications so I would know when I get my
stimulus
check.
I need my stimulus check today. Like, they said April 9th. April 9th has come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something else that said before April 16th. Like, what's the truth? Next thing we'll be getting on April 32nd.
They saying, oh, they'll get it before April 29th. I'm like, well, that's any day. That's 28 days. That
I
can
plot it
day.
Out the check before we even got it. You plot it out like it's your paycheck. Like, hold
seriously,
up.
Seriously, I'm like, maybe I can go on vacation with this.
We put $600 towards this.
Right. I may not be paying rent, but I'm going to do a down payment for this cruise. Period.
Seriously. But, moving on. What is going on with the world? Like, I think now we in a place where it's like people doing anything. It's a lot of people on social media now getting naked. Like,
I think people, Ben was doing that because I was going to write something like that into one of my scripts. I think now it's just like, this is your time to shine. So if you really trying to get your own.
But what
fans
is
out,
that though? Like, you don't got nothing else to do. Is this the real you? Like,
I think
everybody just super horny now? I'm confused.
I think most of us creatives work 9-to-5s. Our 9-to-5s don't exist no more. So now I'm on live, do what I got to do.
Damn.
That's what I think. That's what
why
I think.
Why can't y'all, like, why can't people just collect unemployment like everybody else? Like, why you gotta show your titties at 6 p.m.? I'm just confused.
Because sex pays. Sex sells.
I'm not down on the sex workers. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
are you mad that it's happening so quickly? Do you think this should be,
I'm
like,
mad that it's like, instead of doing this, y'all doing this. Like, why couldn't this be a surge of, like, I don't know, a different trend? Like, why are we showing ass in cities? Like, maybe I'm mad because I don't have no ass, but I just feel like, why now?
So you
know what I'm saying?
Ass, you would show your ass.
No, I feel like in the midst of everything going on, why are you showing your ass?
I think it falls under that. Everyone needs a laugh. It goes laugh posts.
Laugh.
Like, we need to smile.
Yeah, we laugh
so show
at
the ass.
We laugh at the ass.
Like, I think it's
you
one
scroll
of those,
through.
Like, I hate those posts. We're like, oh yeah, you just need to laugh. And they put something like funny up, and it's because everyone's in COVID, so you need to laugh. Fuck that. Maybe I don't want
to
laugh.
I was about to say it's a serious time. Like, we need to be doing something else. Like, it's a serious time.
We need to get serious.
I don't know. The news is not telling us anything. They need to give us some guidelines and action steps. Like, y'all need to be doing this. So instead, we don't know what to do. So bitches just lifting their shirts up, like.
And you're crashing Instagram. Like, Instagram crashed like twice already.
Instagram's tired. Instagram's like, I'm tired. Y'all gotta stop liking shit.
Stop going live.
Like, this is too much. Y'all on live having a regular conversation. Can't you just call her?
Mm-hmm. No, big facts. That was me though. I went live by accident with my aunt. We were just having a conversation.
And then next thing you know, y'all just live.
Yeah, and just like, yeah, well.
Oh, sorry.
This could have been a conversation. This could have been a phone call.
We're on live.
I mean, this shit about to last for a grip. Sorry, my phone keep vibrating. I think EJ's trying to get in contact with me.
Brotherly love. But it's about to go on for a good minute. They just closed schools for the rest of the year. Shout out to these parents. Like, these parents in the house, are y'all homeschooling y'all kids?
Y'all just like, fuck it.
Like, I need to know. Like, are y'all taking that hour every day to say, all right, what you got on the computer today? Like, let's read a book together. Let's go through this. Let's go through the plot. Who are the main characters in this story? Where is the setting? You know what I'm saying? Are you taking the time to really sit there with your kids and do the things that the schools can't do at this time, or that the schools are trying to do virtually, but the kids need somebody on them physically?
I ain't gonna lie. Homeschooling look exhausting.
As a parent, like, I'm not a parent, I'm an educator, but I can only imagine, like, we could put the computer in front of the kids and say, okay, here are the lessons and everything, but some kids need more than that. They need somebody to sit there with them.
And, like, walk them through it.
That's the crazy part, and that's putting a lot on the parents, who probably got work from home themselves.
Or even dealing with, like, the realization that they're no longer working.
Okay, and their kid is no longer in school, and just life is, like, different now.
Seriously, your side, like, hustle is that you're a stay-at-home teacher and shit.
Stay-at-home teacher. Stay like, drop y'all kids off at 7 a.m. I'm taking everybody.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet, low-key. I feel like some people probably are doing, like, group sessions. Like, if you know the parent, like, listen, I know you don't got it. Come over. We'll do, like, we'll teach the kids together.
Do some lessons together. That's community, though. Like, that's in the midst of all this Roni, that's community.
Roni. Whatever is Roni.
That's community, like, getting back. That's what I mean. Why can't we be doing something else? Why can't we be doing something positive, like, trying to make a change?
I think because in community, like, we're supposed to be all isolated, so some of us don't know how to maneuver yet. If we're supposed to be isolated, how can I also be?
Because that's what I'm saying. The news is not giving the guidelines as to, like, okay, can you go to your friend's house? Is it okay to go chill with this bitch? Like, who knows?
True.
They're saying, oh, don't go outside, stay at home. But, like, what really can you do?
I think if this goes on,
so people making their own rules.
Past a month, people won't go outside. That's really how I feel. But I don't think anyone's
people
staying
outside
in the house.
Now.
Like, they're gonna legit. Like,
people
no,
are
we're
outside
having a
now.
Like, fuck it. We're having a cookout of 10 people. And you can't okay. shut us down.
Like, you can't bring your friend.
Like, no,
just bring the chips.
Seriously. If they have any at the market.
Cause. Okay, because the market don't be having nothing. They saying the market not safe either.
I believe
they saying
it.
We can't go to the market no more because people got, the employees and stuff is getting corona.
But it's also like, so I went to Trader Joe's. That was the only market I went to that actually had my
shit.
Limit.
I fuck with ShopRite.
But they had a limit though. It was like every time like five people came out, they let two people
oh, they closed.
In.
Oh, they being
yeah.
smart. Oh,
like,
that's what's up. That's how you
like,
should do it.
And there was somebody walking around like, move away from each other, just yelling. Like, there's all this space. Move away from each other.
Like, you were like, oh shit, I didn't even
like,
notice.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even notice I was next to you.
We're both looking at the same apples. I can't avoid this person. I can't. We're both looking at the same thing. Like,
wow.
But no. ShopRite not doing that shit. Walmart's definitely not doing that shit.
They not. People just in there. They had X's on the floor, but the X's wasn't really doing nothing. You
people
know
don't
what
need.
I'm saying?
Nah, well, they're not
going to I'm one of them people. Like, I'm like, oh shit. I ain't even know. I'm sorry.
They're like, ma'am,
it's going to be a lot. The world is going to change. Like, you can't stand next to people no more. Like, people already had their personal space issues. But the space that we think is okay now, like us sitting on a couch like this, is like, it's not
should
okay. You should be over
there.
Social distancing, like, it's another couch. You gotta sit on that one.
How will that affect furniture, though? Like,
the furniture is higher already. I think the furniture is like, y'all need to go outside.
Like,
get your fat ass up, bitch. I'm tired. You gotta get off of me. Shout out to anybody who couch is tired. Like,
just tired.
The couch is just tired. Like,
oh,
seriously.
Maybe your couch start talking to you like, bitch, no.
Just bitch, get up. No.
Go
nope.
Go sit in the kitchen. You don't
gotta sit here. The bed, like, don't even try it, bitch. Don't even try it.
With you.
The bed said, What's up? What you trying to do? Not lay down.
The bed said, I'm tired.
I'll knock you the fuck out. The bed said, no.
I'm trying to figure out, what will, like, the second half of this year look like? We're still only in the first quarter of 2020.
And that's like, if anybody's part. Ever been scared of the unknown, now is the time. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
For
I think everybody's just taking it day by day. You don't really know. So, I have hope. I'm like, I feel like we still going to have summer camp and things like that. I feel like by July, they're going to say, okay, y'all can start going outside.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't be doing the same shit that y'all used to do, because I feel like the world is going to change from now on. Like, I don't think we'll ever stop with the social distancing, because we shouldn't. We shouldn't have been doing that, but I do want to get back to a time where you can touch somebody.
Oh, we know your record.
She's not on the record.
I just want to get back to a time.
Right? somebody. Like, wait. You always trying to smut my name.
No. This is not what we're doing.
This is not what we're doing. This is not what we're doing. I'm talking about community.
1-800 touch somebody again. Think of small donations. I can touch.
I don't want to be touched. I haven't been touched in a while.
But I was alright. No. So I'm in the group chat with my coworkers, and she said something about like, how do you think this will be different? And I was like, I'm interested in like building capacity now. Mm. Like, think about a club. A club can be packed like 300 people. Now it's like 150 only.
Think about an elevator. No, like, oh, the little things that literally, we take for granted. Like,
literally. Well, first of all, I was on that elevator with those people, period.
You were stairs, bitch. I was a stairs bitch. Yeah, she'll take them stairs.
Wait, I shouldn't hear you breathing on my neck. That's just,
I was that person. Like, oh, let me get the last. Like, I'm not about to wait for the next elevator. I'm squeezing in this one. Like, I don't
I'm
care.
I'm pressing the button to close the door. I'm sorry. Oh,
excuse me.
We can't all fit in here.
What's going on? The world is going to change drastically. Are you ready for it?
Honestly, because I like your optimism. I'm pretty, like, jaded. I think niggas going to do what niggas want to do. Oh, my God. Did I curse on here?
I mean, we already did. He's going off. I'm not censored, though. I think
people going to do what they want to do. But I do think we're going to take into consideration, like you said, space. Because living in the city, I'm used to niggas just being on me. Like, oh, my God.
Philly is like downtown is where used to go. Like, in a bitch bumpy,
somebody
you want
to fight.
Somebody
this close
like,
to you, and it's all that sidewalk.
Just don't care, like.
But classrooms might get smaller.
Virtual. Everything is going to be virtual from now on. Like,
I'm tired
I feel like this might have been like, you know how people were scared of like iRobot?
Mm-hmm.
People were scared of that. I think this is going to be like that big jump to most of the shit that you used to know before is now virtual. You can't do a lot of that stuff anymore. Like,
that's scary to me. I don't want to talk to screens. You watch Black Mirror?
I'm scared of Black Mirror. That's one of them things, like, if you want to watch a scary movie, let's watch Black Mirror.
Oh, Black Mirror's not scary.
But it is to me. Is like, that Mirror part episode. Where I think, like, he fucked a pig or something, like...
That's the first episode.
After that's that, I was like, no, I'm good. Like, what's going on?
People will do it. People will do anything.
What's going on? People do anything, and that's the scary part. I don't know. I'm just praying for, like, a positive wake-up call. Like, praying that everybody ends up healthy, you know? It's not possible, but, you know, realistically. But I'm praying. I don't think you have a choice but to stay positive in this time. Because if you choose a negative route, this shit will drown you. You're going to be scared of the virus. You're going to be scared to go outside. Like, you can't let this shit drown you. You got to keep living your life.
See, I'm not scared of it as much as I'm just like, I want it to be over. Like, can we just implement these new policies? I'll follow the rules. I want it to be over because the way people look at you, like, before I got my mask and everybody was masked up, they'll look at you like, oh my God, you got a mask on? It's like,
really?
I haven't gotten a mask yet because this is still relatively new.
Yeah.
Like,
but now that I saw, like, the laws and stuff, like, wow, like, they saying everybody gotta have, like, a mask in Texas and shit like that. Like, no, this shit is serious, I guess. But I also want them to make things available to everybody.
It has to
everybody be. Doesn't have access to a mask. Everybody doesn't have access to gloves. So unless y'all making it like a state mandated thing where it's like you have to have it, start giving that shit out on every corner.
No,
like,
yeah. The way I got the census knocking on my door and
okay,
shit. Okay,
every time I check the mailbox, it's a census paper. Mm-hmm. Like, God damn it. Even
like, I
can't put some gloves in there.
Census,
like,
census with no gloves.
like, I can't even go get nothing to eat.
I mean, I'm concerned also about consumerism and, like, how much when this first started, people getting, like, the toilet paper. Like, that was a big deal. Everyone getting tissue and everything. I'm like, wow. We buy in abundance for, like, people who don't got bread. My first thought was not to get tissue. My first thought was, like, get food, maybe.
I needed some weed. No.
True.
Yeah.
Wine.
But, I mean, that's thinking smart. That's thinking smart because it's, like, the thing is you shouldn't be going to the grocery store every day. Let alone, some people don't go for like 2 weeks.
For real.
You know, like that's not even a Dollar Tree. You know, we love the Dollar Tree.
Oh, for real.
Dollar
Everyone
tree
loves Dollar Tree now.
They were sleeping on it, but now it's Rexy's. Like, I'm about to go in there and say Rexy's.
Rexy's?
Rexy's. Like, I'm about to rack it up and go in there and say Rexy's.
You and Deanna are really good with the quotes.
The lingo.
The lingo. I'm like.
I'm on point with the lingo.
Rexy's?
I don't go in there and say Rexy's. You know what that means now. Any bitch that you go, I go to the grocery store self checkout, I'm about to say Rexy's. Like,
is that me about to steal?
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Officer, I don't know what you're talking about. Rexy's.
Yeah, I said Rexy's.
Okay,
I said Rexy's.
Wait, what? Oh, you said Rexy's. There's nothing wrong with saying Rexy's. I will say this to the end of time. I don't qualify for food stamps and things like that. And I'm somebody that should.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing wrong with saying Raxis. I'm not mad at that.
Are they letting us, did they change the qualifications? My mom's like, you should apply for food stamps. I'm like, Mom, they're gonna look at my taxes.
Are they doing it now? Like, that's like, what I said, today I'm about to look for all the benefits I can get. Like,
seriously, I'm trying to be up this
road. I'm about to get unemployment for my side hustle. Like,
seriously.
I'm confused on what's really going on.
What do you think this is doing to spirituality? Because you're a very spiritual person. You just spoke about being positive. So like,
this is like, I know a lot of like my church group, the African Mass that I attend, they're doing like conference calls for Holy Week. So they had like a Holy Thursday. They're having like a Good Friday conference call and everything like that. But I think if anything, this should bring you closer to God. Because all you can do at this point is pray.
Okay.
It's nothing else to do but pray. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. God, you have to have nothing but faith. This is the epitome of what it is to have faith in God.
Mm.
That I don't, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but I know that God got me and mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe in him. Because I put so much faith in him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm the type of person that I'm praying at least 3 times a day. Like, okay. I'm shooting it up there. Like, God, thank you for waking me up. God, like, I'm just praying for everybody. Like, you know how many times I done reached out to friends reaching out to me, sending prayers. Like, I love that. Like, we can do that after this. After this is all over, like, let's still pray for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's still believe together. Like, I'm here for that.
I think that's really amazing. I think that's really, because I think, so Teresa and I were both raised Catholic, although I'm taking my shahada.
Yo, when I tell you, we had first communion together. Like, we was in white dresses together.
Like,
she's talking about, I'm about to take my shahada.
Like Ramadan is coming up on the 24th, I think. I've been, like, getting ready to fast. So I have, like, an apple in the morning that I don't eat against, like, 4 o'clock. Just trying to stretch it out.
Listen, your choice is your choice as far as religion goes, as long as you believe in something. That's what I say. Everybody has to believe in something. True. If not, you'll lose your mind. Because there's no other way to explain all of this. You can't even use science. Maybe you can use science for those who believe in Scientology. I'm not going down, y'all. Maybe you can use it. I've never been good at science and math. All of that. I was a writer, which was good at English and social studies.
You start saying, I can't even count.
Like, I was the one counting my fingers. Like, 2 + 8 is what? All right. Eight.
Well, those are the easier subjects. Those are just the easiest subjects across the board.
What?
Social studies and history and all
that. Okay, yeah. Because all you had to do was literally study. Yeah.
And it's so repetitive, like, most of the time. Like,
I didn't always want to open up a different part of my mind where it's like, I can understand math from a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like once I was in high school, they have to understand, like, I don't think teachers understood that. Like, do you know something in my brain is not linking up, like, the synapses or the mm-hmm. neutrons or something. Something is not matching up there because I don't understand.
Was kinesthetic learning introduced while we were in high school? That's something that was, like, drilling into us at Boys and Girls Club. Like, children are not learning just through 2 senses.
I feel like high school wasn't that. Like, they gave you that test and you better understand
here.
You know, like, here, take this test. Like, I'm cheating.
One day
my math teacher, Mr. We could just go say Mr. D, he found my cheat sheet. Like, that shit was like... I had so many mental tests. Like,
so many mental
tests. I could easily be like, nigga, I wasn't cheating, which I did at first. I wasn't cheating. I was like, you know what? Like, some things you just have to man up to in life. Like, mm-hmm. I cheated.
I feel like the older I get, the more, like, lying is just not what I'm into anymore. Like, I'm just
You have to have mental whatever. Space to lie.
Like, yeah. Like, I don't have enough space.
And that just takes too much to lie.
And you have to keep up the lie. And so I forget when I lie. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'm like, damn, I lied about that. Now you gotta lie about something else. It just keep piling on. Like, next thing you know, your whole life is a lie. Like,
and I think the truth is pretty cool because you shock yourself by, like, how honest you can be with not only yourself but others. And I think it's pretty powerful.
The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Set your wings and fly.
I love feeling relieved.
that's my number top ten feeling. Like, I love feeling relaxed, relieved,
like, I don't free like of stress. To think about things anymore.
Like, you have to understand that lies hurt people. The truth hurts people too.
Mm.
But I feel like the truth is like just that hard pill you have to swallow instead of being shoved pills down your throat, which is just lies. Like,
I still be lying to these niggas though.
Lying about what though? It's different type of lies.
Just like. Dumb shit, like...
If a nigga call you like, hey, what's up, where you at? And you be like, oh, I'm
overseas.
I'm in my aunt's house. And you really in the house. It's like, okay, that's not really a lie. It's just like, I didn't want to disclose the whole truth at that moment.
True.
You know?
That's true.
I'm in the house, period.
Then people want to talk to you. These guys, they don't know how to read a room. That's one thing I'm learning.
They don't know, like, vibes and all
they don't. That. I think they just may be, like, socially challenged.
I guess it's something that they have to get used to.
These niggas probably got autism.
Not autism.
They got Asperger's.
Asperger's? I'm not going to say or diagnose somebody. Like, you kind of out of pocket for that.
I'm sorry. It's nothing against autism.
You start snapping, though. Like, you need Asperger's? Like,
nothing against that. Like,
you're fucking pediatrician? Like,
I start diagnosing things. Like, I think you have this. No, I mean, it's all cool. Like, I'm open for everybody. It's just, like, social skills is weird nowadays. That's why I think we're going to lose, though, this whole coronavirus thing. We're going to forget little shit.
How to act in public.
Yeah, they're going to forget how to act in public. Because we're used to being around 3 people for the past 70 days.
Yeah, how to be a normal person. Like
when I was out, kinda hard. I didn't even peep it was a bus coming. I forgot what it was like to look for a bus.
I was so mad about a bus. Like, what happened?
It was like,
oh my God, I forgot there was
a bus. To look for a bus. I forgot how big.
Are you okay?
I forgot. I'm like,
it's called cabin fever. Like, go outside, everybody. Get some fresh air.
Like, I just
let your mind breathe.
I'm like, wow.
You gonna look up and get hit by a bus, okay?
But I like when I'm like, damn, the world's actually really dangerous. Like,
it's a dangerous place when you step outside your house.
Yo.
That's why niggas be carrying strips, period.
I think a lot of people probably getting guns down, but they gonna start
just getting guns to sit in the crib.
But this, I'm telling
you. You in your living room strip. Like, what's up? I want somebody to try.
Let this shit go to August. Niggas gonna start robbing niggas. Like,
that's why I wait for the riots. Really? Because why are they board up the wine and spirits if we're not gonna have riots?
Thank you. Yeah, y'all not getting this liquor. Y'all can kill each other, but I'm not getting this state liquor.
Do you walk to a riot or do you like get in your car and like.
That's a good question.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like you walk or maybe like you kind of like flash one form of transportation, like how the kids have flash mobs and they all get on the train, like they just
okay.
Rush. I think
like if we mob on Walmart, is we like getting in the car with all the stolen shit? Like.
That's true. Is how do you then?
That's what I'm
shit?
Saying. Like, if we got TVs and shit. Like,
I think
if we riot, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm out. I need a couple things.
Kids and them niggas out there fighting. We're
lifting kites and shit.
Right, Rainbow Flanagan, like, fuck y'all, me. Give me this fucking table.
Coffee table on the feed. Like,
right, IKEA.
We still on display. Like, what's
you
up?
Can't, you can't even stuff IKEA. You can build everything. Like, IKEA's dumbass.
We
like,
taking boxes.
No, no, no.
Like, what's going on?
We just, I'm taking registers. Out, like,
you know, I'm stealing money. You talking about federal crimes and shit. Bitch, I'm looting.
What's it, barbershop? They get the, they try to steal the ATM. And there's no money in it.
Like,
oh,
wait.
My gosh. But yeah, as soon as the looting starts, that'd be great. Because that takes my mind off a lot of things.
Right?
Because I'm not about to get everybody looted.
Yeah. They're not arresting everybody. They're not, they're not getting all the shit back.
They're yet. Not.
So I'm going to take what I need.
It's Walmart. That shit's insured. You'll be okay.
Right, we're going to mob real quick.
I'm trying to think, like, where would I go first? Honestly, I'm probably going to Ulta. Let me get some more facial supplies.
I'm thinking like where everybody's going to be at the time. And the only thing open right now is the markets and shit like that.
Damn.
So you got to think of the Walmarts that's going to have more than groceries, you know?
Yeah, they don't
people
have
everything. People going with the shit.
Target about to draw.
Target about to be hard. Woo!
Imagine we in the same
thing. That's a mission where you bring 3 people. Like,
oh, yeah, we bring it. Like,
which I need you to stay in the car. You at the door, I'm passing you the shit. Like,
cart, like
it's a movement. Like,
it's
like,
a system right here.
Like, it's a movement.
I mean, at that point, ain't nobody stopping nobody. Like,
it's too much going on. Like, it's just too much going on.
Stop. I'm not trying to be a hero.
Until the cops come, we're going to start beating everybody with the nightstick session. Like,
I'm like, it was him. It was them.
I'll be like, yo, I just came and get some milk.
Yeah. TV in my back and shit. Like, I need the almond milk. I'm sorry.
I need the almond milk. It's the big milk.
I had to see when I came here.
I bought the TV here to return it.
Like,
and amidst all of this, it was just too much.
That'd be crazy. Like, this would be a wild ass time to be alive. Like,
real rap.
We like the new baby boomers.
But it's definitely, it's calm outside. Like, nobody's rioting or anything yet.
I think because everybody's like, I'm going to give the government a month to get this shit together.
They want them stimulus checks. Like, y'all going to hold it down. We don't got to stand. All right, cool. Like, we're going to relax.
If it's only one stimulus check, though, like one, and y'all talking about a couple of months, it's over. It's just over. Niggas like, oh, y'all got me shot.
Niggas start snapping like that $1,200 and do nothing. Like, I'm
it's
like, damn.
Not. Like, if it was $1,200 every 2 weeks, yeah.
But then we'll be in, like, a huge deficit. Like, this shit is just, I don't know how it's going to come out after this. Especially when they cutting the major shit. They cutting education. Like,
mm-hmm. Do you think this is all Trump's fault? Like, you think he's just not handling it correctly?
They said that he mishandled it when it first came. Like, it wasn't taking it serious in the White House. They said one advisor wrote a letter, and it was like, we had to do something about the coronavirus, and they just wasn't taking it serious.
That shit's a clubhouse. Imagine somebody just, like, sent a letter in your door, like,
so it's like, some people who don't really use their mind is going to say, yeah, like, I fuck with Trump. He done got the stimulus package, like, you know what I'm saying? He did what he did. But no, it's like, I feel like they should be doing more. In this time, we need a strong leader that's going to get on TV, like, this is what y'all need to do. We going to be good. I'm not going to say everything is going to be all right, but we going to make it through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got y'all. Don't worry. He like...
He said it's a Chinese virus. It's like, it came from China.
He's talking about, it's a Chinese virus. It came from China. He said,
the fuck y'all mean?
Like, yo, that's the good...
I love it! And the whole, his whole team is clowns.
It's not funny, though. Like, this is supposed to be our leader. Like, how are we going to get through it? Like,
he get up there and be like, next question.
Next question.
He's like, what I'm talking
about? They say, why do you call it the Chinese virus? It's literally a virus that came from China. Yo! Like,
oh, God!
What?
Oh, my God.
Wow. We need solutions, though. So.
And Pence back there, like, swear about, like, he said
what
he said.
Yeah, what's up? He said what he said. We're going to call it what we call it.
I need a nigga to ride for me like Pence ride for Trump. Like,
we need answers, though. Like, we need, like, even if he's saying the same shit, like, you know, doctors say that a vaccination is far out, but, you know, we got to work together, or we're going to get everybody tested worldwide. We setting up free testing sites. Like, everybody
has
to
be tested. They ran through them testing sites, though. They did that. That was like,
and they about to close. They said they about to close them on Friday so they can open up state mandated testing sites.
Oh, yeah. This is about to be a process. They're going to, I think as you said, they're going to want everyone to get tested.
They need to. Everybody needs to get tested so we can see, like,
it's like smallpox.
Who's immune and who's not. Like, it's definitely about to change the world.
I texted my group chat, like, can you get disability if you get diagnosed with coronas? Like, can you get disability checks?
How are you in the hospital? Like, I need the prop for my disability. Like, wow, man.
I'm over here. I need a check.
You need the hill. You need a ventilator. She's talking about, I need my unemployment check.
Don't check me unless you got a check for me. Because, like, no.
What's going on?
Y'all not saying, because my whole thing is, you're saying you have to be isolated. Great. Bills still are going to be generated. How am I paying for things? And not everyone has a savings. That's just facts. Like, not everyone has a savings. Like,
I guess you're not.
I'm just kind of like, what the hell?
You're not.
Like, if you're making, like, $80,000, you should have a savings. If you're making $80,000 a year, you should have fucking savings.
But the cost of living places is different. Like,
it's ridiculous. I think there needs to be a real conversation about, you know, housing and things like that. Because I was on Trulia, and in North Philly, they wanted, like, $900 for a studio. I'm like, in North, like, in the pits of North, you want $900? Mm-hmm. I'll give you $7,000.
Blame it on Temple. Shout out to TU, though. Shout out to my alma mater, but blame that shit on Temple. Seriously.
I'm like, what? Just so I can live next to, like, a legit
the projects, literally. Well, when I live across from the projects, I paid $550. My rent was love. My rent was, I don't know
what it was, just the times.
But yeah, like, that shit was, it was love.
For real? The one that was...
But the only thing was, it was next to the... It was across from the projects, and it was next to...
That was your second apartment, though, right?
Yeah, it was, like, next to, like, a fucking bando, like...
It was on some, like...
In the across from the poppy store,
hey,
like...
the keys ready when you get out.
Like,
car.
You're in the hood with it. Yeah, you're in the hood. Like, that was definitely, like, you in the hood with it, but it was cool.
Did you pay all utilities, though?
Yeah. You paid... That's still not bad. Not water. You ain't paid water. You paid gas and electric.
I feel like if a landlord asks you to pay water, they tripping.
It was. You would have definitely stayed there, but after that, I moved to Boston. And I got tired of the hood. Like, mm-hmm. I get tired of that shit sometimes. Like, I just want to live somewhere different.
True. I feel that. Like, being a city person, I never think about it until I visit a friend in New York and they live, like, out in the burbs. I'm just like, damn, this shit quiet enough.
Right? This shit different. Like, wait.
Like, how do you know if someone's hurt?
You just go outside, like.
Let them just go out. Your neighbor's, like, 20 feet away.
It's like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, it's a difference with me, like, sitting out, like, all right, let me just go out on my balcony and smoke a Dutch. Instead of me, like, sitting out in North Philly, like, let me go on my step and smoke an L. Like, I just feel like I'm in the hood with it, like.
You got the 40 right
I'm
there.
I'm on that joint. Like, it's a different, it's just a whole different feeling just based off the setting, so.
Oh, definitely.
That was why I was like, all right, let me switch it up a little bit.
Well, right now you're, like, Upper Darby. Is this, like, this isn't a suburb.
This was just, like, I want to live in West, but I don't want to live in West type thing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to be out the way. Like, I still wanted to be away from everybody, but I still wanted to be close to everybody, you okay. know. People can't just pull up when you live, like, far, kind of. It can't just be like, all right, bitch, I'm outside.
True.
Compared to if you live on 53rd Street. Like,
true. They'll pull up on you. Where were you moved after this?
I don't know. With a man? Like, with a man? I don't know. Life is like, where will anybody go after this?
Big things. I feel like after this, all the men need to get their shit together because you realize now quarantine's better with someone else.
I think everybody about to move back to their mom and dad's. Like,
he came up. Hey, mom. Turns out you have all the snacks and I have none.
Turns out you were prepared for things like this.
Literally. I was not. My mom was like, get me hand sanitizer. I was like, no. She's like, oh. Like, is that something I should have?
Like, it's clearly this shit. I was like, I was hoping water.
I'm like, but feel free to buy me some.
Shit. Good luck buying any hand sanitizer right now.
You think Bath and Body Works is delivering stuff? Because that's what I really want
to. That would be smarter than too. Like, that's why I think every business is going to start saying, like, okay, it's different ways we can operate now.
Seriously.
They're going to start opening up the clothing stores again. Like,
they're going to do deliveries. What? What else can we touch on? This coronavirus. Like, what else will it affect in our
everything.
Lives?
Everything. Everything. Like, so, life as we know it. Life in 2020.
You have their New Year's resolutions ready? Because I'm like, bring on 2021.
I'm looking forward to, like, not being in the house. Like,
God, yes.
Like, what are we going to... After this, I'm looking forward to not being in the house. I'm looking forward to, like, seeing people, doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to eat. I'm a fat bitch. Like, I want to go out to eat again.
I
like,
can't wait to go out
can
to
we
eat.
Do that again?
Oh, my god.
Can
gosh.
We do that again?
I'm throwing my money at the waiter. Yeah, I don't even give
here
a shit.
Go.
The service is shitty. Like, just bring the food out.
You talking about bringing that food, bitch? What we at Hooters? Like,
what's going on? Just throwing the money.
There you go.
Choose, you take that shit for granted? I'm like, dude.
So many things you take for granted. Like, just stop taking life for granted. Like, this definitely told me, like, just stop taking life for granted. Everything is going to be okay.
And they
just
pay people fairly.
With purpose.
Like how we're talking about, we can't wait to go out to eat. I hope my waiter is getting paid something.
More than
now.
$2 so they can be a little happy delivering my food.
For real.
Some extra chicken in that bitch.
Smiling your damn face. But like, thank you, too.
Thank you.
Because this shit's rough. Like,
and everybody can't do it. But, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We're here. Holla at me if you need me. I'm praying for everybody.
Thank you for having me, Teresa. This was good.
Thank you. Cheers.
Fun. Cheers.
Cling, cling, cling. Take it easy, everybody.